2. Brady had a signature way of saying Bettina. The B sounded more like a P and the rest was clipped.
You're Bettina, right?
I looked up from my locker to see him standing beside me. He was blushing like a stoplight.
Bettina.
It took me a second to hear my name inside that pronunciation. Then I hit a smirk, and instead of saying, not really, I nodded and said, Yeah, okay, I'll be Bettina. It was hardly worse than Bettina, which I had always thought was a prissy mouthful of a name, not to mention I'd heard myself called Bettina Ballerina way too many times. Anyway, a few more,
hey, Bettinas.
And a few weeks later, Brady introduced me to an upperclassman, also draped in a basketball jersey. Brady said,
hey, Spooner, this is Bettina Vasilis. She's a friend of mine.
A friend? Was I? Already? Spooner took me in, full ride up with the eyes, but he seemed more curious than lust-filled. I gave him the warmest hello I had in me. I suddenly liked being Brady Cullen's friend. Meanwhile, Spooner smiled and tilted his head at me, and I knew he was going to tease me.
Huh, so what's your deal? He said. Got a little girl from the dark side thing going?
He did a little bobbing and nodding.
You've got your mean boots on.
Then he flicked his own earlobe.
You like spiders and snakes, huh?
I reached to hold one earring. Serpents and tarantulas, I said. A blush bloomed from my insides to my cheeks. Then I broke into a grin.
Oh, she's dark, but she smiles, he said.
I laughed and stamped a foot down. He sort of had me. I was always self-conscious about letting myself be cracked open that way. I had a giant mouth, full lips, like take up your whole face full, and big teeth. I'd gotten all of that from Mama. Her smile was warm and appealing. I wasn't so sure I had Mama's grace. Spooner was nice enough to gauge my embarrassment. He knocked me gently on the shoulder. Amen.